Hi, you're listening to This Is Not Your Practice Life. I'm your host, Macy Renee, and we are going on a journey together, my friends. I'm a certified life and emotional intelligence coach. And if you really want to step into your highest self, there are a few non-negotiables you're going to have to learn. And I am just the person to help you do it. No matter your past, I'm here to help you create a more fulfilling future. So stick around with me. Not only will I teach you how to navigate your brain's daily mind drama, but I'll help you actually understand your mind, your emotions, why you do the things you do, and why others do the things they do. Most importantly, I'll help you build the self-awareness skills to create whatever results you want. It's never too late to change the trajectory of your life. After all, this is not your practice life. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of This Is Not Your Practice Life podcast. My name is Macy, and I am so excited to welcome you back to the show. All right. So today we are going to talk about how different your life can look 1 year from today. Okay. 1 year from now. So really quickly, before we get into that, I just want to share kind of where this podcast episode is inspired from. So I started my coaching journey 8 years ago with my coach. I was 24 years old. I was in an extremely hard place in my life. I wasn't looking for a coach. I had done 17 years of therapy. So I started therapy at like 6 and I continued on and off all the way through 23 with various counselors, psychologists, psychiatrists, like just all the things. I took about a year off and from like just self-work and was trying to navigate my life. And at the time I was in a relationship marketing company, or people, you know them to be like an MLM. And I had a mutual friend that I went to high school with ask me if I would be interested in meeting her coach. Her coach at the time worked with a lot of business women, specifically MLM. That was one of her favorite niches at the time. And she was like, I know that you're in business for yourself. Do you want to meet her? And I was like, no, thanks. That was truly what I said. No, thanks. I don't really need any help. Oh, how laughable that is. So I didn't do anything with that information. I went on about my life trying to handle everything the best that I could. I was really the person that on the outside you would have thought everything was perfect, which is exactly where I wanted you. And on the inside, everything was truly falling apart. Like I truly was a mess. I didn't feel like I had a grip on life at all, between just family stuff and trauma and childhood stuff that still felt sticky. I was still angry at people that, you know, caused a lot of childhood things for me. And I didn't know how to like let it go. I didn't know how to move on. I didn't know how to authentically be me. I was a people pleaser. I was the good girl. I did everything everybody else wanted me to do. I ignored my own needs. I ignored what I thought would be best for me to make sure I made the people that I loved most happy. And in that process, I was just walking lost. So maybe you're here. Maybe you needed to hear this episode today. But I started reading a book. It was called You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero. And I think I got to the last few chapters and she said, you know, when people feel like they've really hit a wall in their life, it's time to hire a coach. And I thought, that's weird. I just had this mutual friend ask me if I wanted to meet her coach. I told her no. A few weeks later, I'm seeing the word coach in this book. Like, what's this mean? I'm very much a person that believes everything happens for a reason. I definitely believe in different signs, and I'm very intuitive. I always have been, even with all of the, you know, things that I've had going on in my life. I've always felt very in tune with myself. So I thought it was a little weird, but I didn't think too much of it. And I just continued on about life with it in the back of my mind. And a couple weeks, maybe months later, this same mutual friend reached out to me again. She must have had like a nudge, which I'm so grateful she listened to. And she said, hey, I know that you said that you didn't really want to meet my coach, but I just want to let you know she is starting a free Facebook group. She gets in there, she does Facebook lives all the time, and they're so inspirational. And so she's not, you know, you don't have to hire her or anything like that. It's totally free. You can just see if you like her style, and I can send you an invite to the Facebook group. And by that time, I was like, okay, I just need to say yes. So I said yes. I got put in the Facebook group. I started watching these Facebook lives. I loved her. And I just thought, oh my gosh, I think that I need to have a consult with her. I did the consult with her. It was really scary. It was an investment. I wasn't making a lot of money at the time. For anybody new here, I'm a pediatric occupational therapist. I worked with birth to age 3 for 6 years before leaving and pursuing my business. Actually, today, April 28th is when I'm recording this. Today is the 3-year anniversary of walking away from my occupational therapy career to full-time pursue my coaching business. So that's pretty exciting. I saw it pop up on Facebook. All of that to say, it ties in perfectly with this episode. I hired my coach, even though it was the scariest thing I had ever done financially. I had a negative bank account a lot of times at 24 years old. My husband, at the time boyfriend, he and I would argue a good amount because I always made paying for coaching a priority, and paying for bills was really hard back then, obviously. And so I am grateful that he was gracious enough. Like, he would mumble and grumble about sometimes having to pick up a little additional weight, but he did. He didn't always see the vision that I was able to see. He didn't always trust coaching. He was a skeptic in the beginning, probably for the first, I would say, 2 years. And that was hard at times, but I deeply trusted my vision. I trusted that she was going to help me change my life. I really trusted her. And I trusted ultimately myself to pull myself out of the hole that I had been living in for, you know, years and years and years. I wanted to release all of the things that were stressing me out. And I just wanted to take my power back. And I did that. You know, I worked with her for a good 2 years before I ever realized I wanted to be a coach. So those first 2 years were truly amazingly agonizing in that I peeled myself open or cracked myself open to the deepest, most painful layers to really work on myself. And I just really chose myself in those, you know, in those years, and continued on even after those 2 years. But after 2 years, that's when I decided, you know what? I have had such a transformation being coached. It has changed my life so drastically. I think that that is what I want to help women do as my career. I knew as an occupational therapist that I didn't want to do that for 40 years. I knew that even before I graduated OT school. And so it was terrifying but refreshing to feel like I really had purpose, and that I was going to get to do something that really lit me on fire from the inside out. So all of that to say, last night, or was it last night? It was the night before. I had several clients that were in Las Vegas for a wedding. Okay. And these clients actually found me at various times. So some of them have known me and worked with me for, you know, 4 years, 5 years, 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, you know, just all the varieties. They all found me on the podcast. So if you're listening to this, you never know. Like, there might be one day our paths really cross and we get to hug each other in person. So all of them found me on the podcast. At some point, they said, I'm going to choose me, just like I did 8 years ago. And we started working together and they started changing their life. And in late 2022 into 2023, I launched a group coaching program that included a retreat and one-on-one coaching called the Hybrid Experience. And in this program, I hold the clients at a completely different standard, a very high standard of how they show up for themselves, how they show up for others. And what it has created is a very close group of women that deeply understand how to hold space and support one another and get to have a lot of fun together because they're doing such deep levels of work on themselves that for a lot of society, they don't understand, right? So we were at our retreat for the second round of hybrid experience a couple months ago, back in, I think, February. And one of my clients, was newly engaged. And she was telling us how she hadn't planned her wedding. Like, her fiance was like, "Why aren't you planning it? Like, we can really do whatever you want. Do you want to go here? Do you want to go there?" And they had like a list of maybe 5 options. And she said, "For some reason, I've just felt this stall. Like, I don't know what's keeping me from planning because I'm so excited to marry him. Like, it's nothing with him, right? It's like, I'm so excited. I couldn't figure out like what it was." And at this retreat, we had done a surprise dual celebration for 2 of my clients in there. One was turning 60, her 60th birthday, which is such a big birthday, right? Very special birthday. And she was getting engaged. And so another client of mine got them out of the house for several hours. And the women that were left behind at the house with me, we all decorated, we made food. Like, it was just a beautiful celebration. And so we were sitting around the table, letting them open their cards from all of the women that they had met, you know, in round 1 and 2 of the hybrid experience. And she finally said out loud, she goes, "It just dawned on me that I've never had this experience. I never had this experience the first time I was married. I haven't had this experience with friendships like this. And this is extremely special. And it's the first time I think I've realized that what I wanted all along and why I've been dragging my feet and planning is because I didn't know that I wanted this. Like, I didn't know that what I was missing was the girls that I would celebrate with." And it was just so touching. I mean, we all cried at the table. It was really, really a touching experience. And so fast forward, like, they planned, I have another client that lives here locally in Vegas and has, you know, a lot of great friends and connections. And she was like, "Well, if you want to, while we're here at this retreat together, let's plan your entire wedding." They planned the entire wedding. And that wedding happened this weekend. We went to dinner together, several of us that, you know, could fly in for her wedding, that she invited everybody from rounds 1 and 2 of hybrid experience. And several of the ladies, you know, were able to make it. Several weren't, but they watched. They could stream the wedding live on the iPad, I guess. And so the women that weren't able to physically make it watched her get married live, which was so cool and so fun. But we got together with our spouses and to have dinner, and I had one of those just out of body moments sitting around the dinner table where I thought, this is the power of one simple decision and how your life can look completely different a year from now just by a decision that you've made. And I'll take that deeper, like deeper beyond a year from now. And what I mean is, I was sitting around the table and very present in the moment, and I had like that outer body experience where at one point I looked around at all the people at the table and I thought, holy crap, this table would not exist if I had never made the decision to start my podcast. If I had never been willing to face all of my uncomfortable emotions and become a coach that was, you know, initially judged, and people would make little comments like, "How's your little business doing?" And, you know, "You really think you're going to get to leave occupational therapy? Are you really going to do this?" Like, comments like that when my business was making like $5,000 a year or $20,000 a year was really, really hard. And so I'm sitting around this table and I'm like, "Macy, oh my gosh, like this entire table has been able to come together because of a decision you made. Like, and it all started with the decision of saying yes to getting coached as a client. And then it became yes to starting a coaching business. Yes to walking away from occupational therapy. Yes to creating different freebies like the podcast and things like that. Yes to I'm going to create a program and put it out there even if it doesn't work and it fails. And all of those decisions have created a ripple, not only in my life, but a ripple to the women that also said yes, right? All of those women at that table said yes to the podcast. Then they said yes to themselves, I'm going to get coached. Then they said yes to themselves, I'm going to put myself in this group program. And it was this flash of the power of yes, but also how different your life can look just by little decisions you're making on a daily basis. Like, I'm going to show up for myself. I'm going to work on myself. I'm going to make this scary decision. I'm going to, you know, whatever it is. The willingness to be vulnerable, the willingness to create friendships and foster those relationships. Like, just, it was a full circle moment for me. I can remember being a client of my coach and meeting such powerful women in the circles that I was saying yes to, and sitting at the table and feeling so grateful and just looking at my coach and thinking she was so inspirational in, you know, her ability to pull people together and create powerful rooms and help, you know, create friendships and things like that. I met some people, you know, in just saying yes to my coaching with her in groups. I met people that, you know, continued to change my life, and people that I could still call to this day who are some of my closest friends. And it's really the power of yes. You know, your life can look so different a year from now. You could be listening to this podcast, feeling in your lowest of lows and just feeling so defeated and tired and scared. You could be having money troubles. You could be trying to figure out, how am I going to start this business? How am I going to spend more time with my family? How am I going to find time freedom? How am I going to improve my relationship with my partner? How am I going to communicate better? Like, you could be in a place where you're like, I really want things to change. And I can tell you that if you do the work, you will not recognize your life a year from now. Like, truly, I mean that through so much conviction, so much fire in my belly, that if you say that yes to yourself and you are committed and you put your head down and you do all of the hard work and you're willing to feel the feelings and cry the tears and ask for the help and navigate the emotions and learn and soak it all in, you will not recognize your life a year from now. It will be in a totally different space because you will have developed into a totally different person in just a year. It's such a powerful thing. And I think I innately know this, but I think it really took sitting at that dinner table and taking it all in to be like, the power of yes. That's almost what this episode should be called, is rather than, you know, how much your life can change for a year from now. It should be like, the power of a yes. It's such a profound thing to realize that there was a point in time where you said yes to yourself and you chose yourself, and now you are living the very results that you once thought were only a dream, or that you once thought were very far away. And I will say, like, sometimes it does take a little bit more time, right? Like, to get to ultimately the biggest goals that maybe you have for yourself, maybe that takes longer than a year. But I really mean there's so much transformation available to you in even just a year's time, even less sometimes. I see women grow leaps and bounds in the hybrid experience, and that's 6 months. And, you know, some of them come back for multiple rounds, and their year of growth is absolutely insane. Insane. I do 3 month coaching contracts as well, where clients can work with me for 12 weeks. And a lot of times I will say, like, usually that's not quite enough time to get them exactly where they're trying to go, but exactly like the amount of growth that they will have in just 12 calls is so profound. Like, it's so profound. And I always tell them, I'm like, can you see a difference? And can you feel a difference? And can you imagine if this is how different you feel in 12 coaching calls, how different you will feel in 24 or 48, right? Or however many you decide you would like in order to get what you need from the experience, or just because it creates this ability for you to show up for yourself and continue to evolve, right? There's always something we can get coached on. I'm learning that still 8 years later when I'm getting coached on things where I'm like, oh, that's probably doesn't need coaching. And then somebody coaches me on it and I'm like, oh, okay. We always, you know, could use some coaching. So anyways, I just want to speak that kind of life into you. If you are in a really hard place right now, if you're at the job that you hate and it's sucking the life out of you, if you're working more hours than you want to be working and you just want to be home with your family and you want to be a mom or you want to be a more full-time dad, you know, if you want to make more money and you haven't figured out how to do that yet, if you are struggling in your relationship, maybe it's communication, maybe it's intimacy, maybe it's just being on the same page, maybe it's quality time together, whatever it may be, you know, if you're really struggling with your own just self-worth and self-confidence and your own emotional management and your mindset, I am here to tell you that when you go from just absorbing information to implementing information to asking for help to doing the work, your life will look and feel so, so different. I promise. I really, really promise. I can tell you from experience. I can tell you from coaching hundreds, if not thousands of clients by now. I've coached a lot of people, and it's a really powerful thing. So don't ever stop choosing you. And if you've not ever chosen yourself, then it's a really good thing to practice. Practice saying yes to yourself. Practice choosing yourself. Practice just believing that if you just show up for yourself, you can have a totally different experience and a totally different result in life 1 year from now. Really, truly. Okay. And I'm sending you so much love. And if I can help you in any way, if you resonate with my work, go, you know, follow me on social media, schedule a free consult on macyrenee.com. We will chat for an hour. We'll see what's going on. We'll talk about ways that I can help you and we can go from there. But I believe in you. I'm rooting for you. And if you need anything at all, you know where to find me. All right. Bye. Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of This Is Not Your Practice Life podcast. If you'd like to connect on social media, you can find me on both Instagram and Facebook at Macy Renee Coaching. And if you want to stay up to date on all of my offers, announcements, and inspirational emails, you can join my email list at macyrenee.com. In addition, if there's a way that I can further support you in your coaching journey, you can schedule a free 60-minute consult at macyrenee.com anytime you want so we can discuss the best options for you. I look forward to seeing you next week, and I hope you have an amazing day. Bye.